USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court of the United States is rejecting Texas's lawsuit challenging results in four key swing states. As far as what this means, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
part of the problem I think that we're seeing is that many of these cases are being thrown out on standing or procedural grounds. And there are a lot of voters out there who believe that this election was not fairly done, and they don't feel like the evidence has been scrutinized. So I think the Supreme Court decision is going to fuel that objection, because this was made as a threshold procedural issue.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, the FDA intends on approving a coronavirus vaccine for emergency use as early as Friday night. Regulators said to be finishing up the paperwork, including instructions to medical professionals regarding the vaccine. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A new survey is highlighting something good that happened during the coronavirus pandemic.
According to a study released Thursday by the Global Carbon Project, global carbon dioxide emissions fell by an estimated 7% in 2020. It's the largest fall in carbon emissions ever recorded and is largely a result of the coronavirus pandemic keeping people at home. Emissions dropped 12% in the United States, 11% in Europe, 9% in India, and only 1.7% in China. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered a halt in indoor dining in New York City as the number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations reached levels not seen since May. The order takes effect on Monday. It deals a major setback to city restaurants, which have struggled to make ends meet during the pandemic as lockdown measures have restricted their operations. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
California Congressman Eric Swalwell, whose contacts with a Chinese spy were revealed this week, spoke at the same event in 2013 as another alleged Chinese agent who worked for decades for Senator Dianne Feinstein. The Democrat in hot water this time, but I had a chance to sit down and chat with Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough, and one of the things we discuss and I ask him about is if something needs to be done, because the next time it could be a Republican who's in hot water regarding meeting with Russians or possibly Chinese spies, and this is something that Congress needs to take a look at.
I think we're going to have to be a lot more strident. I remember when we were voting to impeach Bill Clinton. Whenever I talk to my Republican colleagues, I'd say, listen, we have to hold this president to the same standard that you'd want Democrats to hold a Republican president to, because we're going to win the White House back at some point. We don't know what the future is going to look like. We know that China and Iran and North Korea are going to try to interfere in our elections in the future as well. And you know, who knows? Maybe they'll be working against a Republican in the future. So you're exactly right. Whether we're looking at Republicans or Democrats, we're going to have to maintain a higher level of security because this is a dangerous new world that we're living in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.